The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening and welcome to the National Intel Report. I'm your host tonight, Steve Elkins, sitting in for John Stadmiller. I am going solo tonight. I was lucky enough to have Mr. Vincent Finelli yesterday. I appreciate him. From USA Prepares. Today I'm solo. And I expect John to do a long stretch of shows after tonight. He should be well rested. No excuses of having a tryptophan overdose. It's got to have worn off by now. Sure, surely it has. Well, when I do my show on Sundays, I have an opening theme, opening dialogue I talk about. And I'm just going to read a little bit of it off, and I'm going to go into something here. I talk about a lot to talk about. Ready to hear what you have to say. Your participation is requested. It is encouraged. It is your duty as a patriot to sound off. Silence is implied consent. Listen, learn, and share what you know. And when I open up with that, I am requesting your participation to call in. This is what's nice about RBN. I don't know any other network where you can call in. There's no call screener. Mike's not really a call screener. He'll just say he might want to ask what you want to talk about with Mike Rivero. He doesn't with me and others. But you have the opportunity to really reach out and ask a question, give an experience, give a comment, critique, whatever you want to do. This is a network that allows you to do that. It's pretty nice. Nobody else does this, as far as I know. Nobody else allows you this much freedom to call into a network and talk about really what's on your mind. And we try to stay on topic most of the time. We do, and sometimes we vary off a little bit here, and that's okay too, as long as it's not a habit. But my opening theme is silence is implied consent, is that we really do need to step up to the plate and really start to put our foot forward and say, hey, you know what, are we going to just put up with this? Are we just going to sit back? Are we waiting for somebody else to be the one who steps forward and says, hey, this is not right? Are we waiting for that person? Because sometimes that person never shows up. So it's going to be somebody's obligation, somebody's duty to be that person to step up to the plate to say, you know what? I'm going to be the one. Now, am I a savior? No. I'm a guy with a big heart. I mean well. Am I accountable for what I say? Yes. So, you know, who is this guy? Who is this guy named Steve Elkins? Who is this guy? Well, I'll tell you a little about who this guy is. I can tell the difference between right and wrong, no doubt about it. I'm not one that takes a label or accepts a label, because the label issue is a way, a strategy to shut you down. You can throw a label at me all you want. I don't care. I know right. I know wrong. And I'm going to speak my piece. Now, I've heard people say, even my own mother said, what are you doing? Who cares? You're not making a difference. You're not changing anything. Well, maybe I am. Because you see, with every revolution, it starts with one person who has an idea, who shares it with somebody else, who then shares it with somebody else, and so on. And soon you have a mass army of people that are well-informed and who are ready to take on the establishment, the oppressors. That's how revolutions work. Educating yourself and sharing it with others. And that's what I try to do. on a daily basis, whether I'm in my own job or I'm here on the network, that's who I am. I never look for gray area to get out of a contract or deal. My word is my bond. You know, there was a day back in my grandparents' day, and I probably my father's day too, where your word really meant something. You could reach your hand out. There was a firm handshake. There was a look in the eye. And where there was the understanding, my word is my bond. And there was no need for lawyers. There's no need for attorneys to have any fine print, because your word meant something. Now we got millions of lawyers, we got documents, and then we have people trying to figure out ways to get out of the contract, because this country, many in this country, have no integrity, they're lacking character, and they're just trying to find a way out. They don't live by their word. Their word means nothing. I'm not a guy who can be bullied around. I have really put my neck out there before. I've gone to anti-war protests. I've faced those guys with the shields. I really have. In Palo Alto, California, I thought, my gosh, what is going on here? We are a peaceful demonstration trying to make a voice here about stopping these endless wars, these needless wars we have in the Middle East. And we have riot gear police officers staring us down, just itching to pull that stick to crack your head. And I'm thinking, we're a peaceful crowd here. We got young people, we got older people, we got grandchildren and little pushing carts, strollers. And we are not a violent bunch. But they don't like this, you see, because there's great commerce in war, and there's not much in peace. And I hope to change that someday. I hope to see that in my lifetime. Somebody will get wise and say, you know what? This has got to stop. These wars have to end. We're building more cemeteries. We're building more monuments. We have more walls with names on them. That's great. Heroes everywhere. Dead heroes. For what? What's the cause? Why are they there? Why are they on that wall? What were they protecting? What were they defending? Were they defending this nation? Oh, God, no. We're doing the business of corporate America, greedy corporate America. To the victor belong the spoils. Let's prey on a weaker nation. They can't defend themselves. Let's take what they have. Why pay for it when you can take it? And we'll manufacture something to get over there. And of course, it will all be bogus. None of it will be true, whether it's false flags or chemical weapons being used on men, women, and children. And we'll point a finger at the leader of that country and say, look what he did to his people. We must go in and save these people. We must bring them democracy. And while we're there, let's plant our heels. Hey, they got some nice stuff here. Let's take it. This is our reward for bringing them democracy. And of course, let's make sure they stay on our monetary system because, well, you just have to. The dollar dies if you don't. So we must keep you on our currency, the petrodollar. Let's keep you on that. Amazing. Well, I had an altercation. I want to share a little story with you. It happened to me, I'm thinking it's 2004. I was a travel nurse. I stopped for a while. I took a job in a surgical center. Good experience, actually. I worked in a surgical center, and I was working in endoscopy, which later on came in quite handy as my father was diagnosed with colon cancer. So I had more understanding of the procedures and what was going to be happening next. And so when my father was diagnosed in the early stages, I flew home. I tended to him. I took care of him. And we got him the correct treatment, and he lived another, I'm going to say, 15 years beyond that diagnosis. So we kind of got it early. And it all turned out really well then. But I was invited to a family dinner, and I'm going to say it was a holiday time around Thanksgiving. Could have been closer to the Christmas. I can't quite remember. I do recall everything else that happened at this dinner party. a large family. Good friend of mine I worked with in the hospital there, she invited me over for dinner. I didn't have family in this area. And like I said, I was a travel nurse, and I stopped for a while. And I decided to work at this center for a while, and I would do that for a year, and then I would say, you know, back on the road again. So she invited me for dinner, thinking, well, he doesn't have anybody, so nice courtesy thing to do. So I'm at a dinner, and this is a nice dinner. Everything's going great, and we've got elderly there. We got people in their 70s, early 80s, people in their 30s, 40s, 50s. We got children there, 8 to, I'm going to say, 16 years old. On this huge table, we're all having nice dinner. And I don't know how it all happened. I was always political. I was political from the Gulf War days when I realized we were being lied to. So I'm sitting at this dinner, and I don't know how it just came up, popped up something with the Middle East and our soldiers in Iraq. And this older gentleman was talking about, we need to go over there and finish this off. Finish it off as basically plow it over, or just take it over the country completely. And I said, you can't be serious. And everybody just stopped. You know, you respect your elders. Well, when they're to be respected, I do respect them. I was not going to stand by and let this guy go off. And I was, without asking a few questions, where are you coming from? What's how'd you come to this conclusion? And so I said, so how do you figure this? Well, we just need it. He said, we need this oil. This country needs a lot more oil, and we need it, and they have it, and we need to take it. And I said, and you don't want to pay for it, you just want to take it. He says, we have the military, we should just take it. Well, I'm getting redder and redder in my face. I'm starting to boil over, and I'm trying to control myself. And finally, I just blew up at this old codger. And I think everybody at the table was like, oh my God, this guy's, he's going off on grandpa here. And I took one of the children, was probably about 8 years old, said, come over here. So I said, so this child here grows up, and you don't have a problem with putting this child in a military uniform and sending him over to a foreign land to steal resources from other countries, because that's exactly what's happening here. Nation building, you live in a thieving country. It's been going on for a long time, and you have no problem with that, stealing oil and killing men, women, and children to get the precious oil so you can drive around your big, fat Cadillac. Well, I ripped into this guy. This guy needed to change his underwear when I got done with him. I ripped into him so hard. And his wife was German, which was interesting. His wife was German. I said, you know what? I know the horrors of war without actually being in a war. My mother lived in Germany. She lost her home. She told me the stories of the bombs coming down, the whistling sound as they came through the air and were dropping, and how you had to run for cover, to go through a ditch, to lie down, to go somewhere to protect yourself when the bombs came. My mom lived through that. You did not, did you? And this guy's wife stood up and she told her husband, she looked at him, she said, shut up, to her husband, shut up. Up now. Stephen is correct. I lived through that war with his mother. I know the horrors of war. You do not, so shut up. I got up. I tell you what, I had no appetite anymore. I had a hard time not reaching over and strangling this guy, because he didn't give a damn about young children. He didn't care about anybody else's life. All he cared about was his oil, his precious oil that he could put the gas in his big gas-guzzling Cadillac to drive around. And I'm not kidding you, he had a Cadillac, a nice one. Well, I lost my appetite. I got up. I left. I went back to her house, and I got my car, and I said to her, I'm sorry, I destroyed this nice get-together, this nice dinner. I'm sorry, but that I could not stand back and be silent on ignorance and stupidity. I couldn't do it. I could not button my lip on this at all. That's the guy behind this mic right now. The guy you're listening to who has a show on Sundays, that's me. I don't pander anybody. I don't believe in PC. I call it as I see it, fair and square. Straight. That's who I am. I heard the horror stories from my mother. And my mother is damaged goods. I love my mother. She is damaged goods still to this day, 84 years old. I remember as a young child moving to Indiana on the west side of Indianapolis, Tower Court, Chapel Hill area, Ben Davis High School. And on Fridays, they did a little siren check every Friday at 11 o'clock. It was a siren to let you know that it's working, and if there's a tornado, this siren will sound, and you have to go to safety. Be prepared. Every Friday, 11 o'clock. I got used to it. I knew it was coming. So, the first time when we first moved there and somebody told me what it was, my mother had not been informed what this was. That siren was a warning to her to find cover. You should have seen the horror on her face as she tried to gather her children to find a safe haven because she thought the bombs were coming, something was happening. I'll never forget that day. I'll never forget her face. The horror on her face, the look of, oh my God, I left the war and now it's here in the United States. Well, we told her later on what it was, and she got used to it after time, but it still was a flashback of her past, her childhood, which was stripped from her. My mother did not grow up as a normal, healthy child. She had to find food in the fields that weren't already taken, dig around in the dirt, find the potatoes, climb trees for fruit, anything that wasn't picked high up, she would get. And share it with her mother and her brother. And walk the streets with a suitcase because her home was blown up and she had to find other family to stay with. There was a story one time, she told me they were in a shelter. The bombs were coming, they all got in a shelter, and they waited till the bombs went. They were gone, silence for a while. There was time. We had to get some food. They decided who's going to go for food. There were a couple of young people. My mother was in there, 13 years old. A couple of the older kids said, well, I'll go. One of the older boys said, I'll go. Got to go down the road a ways to find if one of the stores wasn't blown up, if there were supplies that can bring back some food for the rest of the people in this small group. And so he said, I'll go. So he left, and they waited, and they waited, and they waited, and he should have come back by now. Where did he go? I don't know. Let's send another person out. Let's see if we can find him and send somebody to that store to bring back some food. Send another person out. Another one of the boys went out, made his way down the road, found the first traveler lying face down. Turned him over, looked to be all there, except a trickle of blood on the side of his head here in the temporal region. The bombs had come later, and shrapnel evidently had gone through his brain and killed him pretty much instantly. That's the childhood my mother had. And so when some old guy's telling me that we need to go over there and get the oil because the United States needs it, we need it for our gas-guzzling vehicles, we need it. He's not recognizing the human life, these other people. And I get very irritated and very upset when I hear people who don't care about other people. Who is this guy, Steve Elkins? Does he discriminate? Yeah, you know, I do discriminate. Ignorance. I discriminate against ignorance and people who don't respect other people. We'll be right back. This is the National Intel Report.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is the National Enter Report. Steve Elkins sitting in for John Stabmiller today. You know, no one ever talks about the horrors the children endure every day, each and every one of these countries: Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, Yemen, and others. Children see horror every day. But, you know, we have a shooting at a school here in the United States, or in a mall or in a Walmart, and everybody throws their arms up and says, oh my God, the poor, precious children. As if their children are more precious than other children abroad. Amazing. The arrogance of somebody would think that their child is more special than a child in another land. They don't give a damn. Well, I do. That's who Steve Elkins is, the guy who cares about life, who cares about all. And I'll play this little game of you're special and you're not special and this and that. I don't believe in royalty. It's total BS. Maybe the Brits will figure that out someday and ditch their royalty. How much more scandal do they need in the royalty there to get rid of their pompous ass royalty? Epstein, Prince Andrew, all this crap, living high on the hog, having a great time, and the Brits funding all that. When are you people going to wake up? You know, if you want to, back in the day, they used to call you peasants. Is that what you want to be called again? The British citizens, you want to call you peasants? Well, I'll call you peasants. Because that's what the peasants did. They forked it over so the royalty would live high on the hog. And they'd send down soldiers and do a little slaughter here and there to send a message, you better give it or else. But you don't have that problem anymore. They're not doing that. But you're still carrying on with a very stupid tradition of loyalty and praising royalty. Amazing. In this day and age. Wow. Well, the lines are flooding here. I better get to some phone calls here. First one out of Iowa. Fred, you're on the show.
Hello. I am.
Hello, Fred.
So pissed off and mad. So to engage in a good discussion, let's keep your head and control your temper. I need about 2 hours straight. I'm not going to get it. What you said about Steve Elkins. I think you're telling the truth about yourself to the extent you know all the truth about yourself. I think you may be, I say maybe, a little shy on the religious department, maybe. But I have battled for 5 damn years on RBN. And I have cut the most crap, and you know I don't want to say crap, from hosts. RBN hosts. What I detest, what I hate, is willful ignorance. And we're all ignorant. We can't know it all. But what I mean by willful ignorance is things that really count in life. And that is the life of your fellow man. It's not a goddamn car or a 6-digit house. But to care for your fellow man, you got to be raised in a, I will use the word philosophy, which is bull crap, but raised in an atmosphere or a home where you're taught right and wrong. And from your mother and father, or if you're fortunate enough to have a mother and father, and have a mother and father that are decent and righteous. We all make mistakes. None of us is perfect. Now, I'm going to read one verse from Matthew 25. When Christ was talking to the people, it's 40. The king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Other words, when you give a cup of cold water to a child, and don't worry about your six-figured home that you bought and the homeless.
Fred, hold that thought. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Go back to the phones here. This is off the beaten path here. Going back to old ways here. This is the National Intel Report. I'm going back to the phone here to talk to Fred in Iowa. And Fred was giving us some biblical scripture. Go ahead and finish that up, Fred.
Well, like I said, I could go on for 2 hours here, and I'm not going to try to do that. I want to be afforded a little bit more time. Because I am pissed. And I have been for 5 years on RBN. Now,
okay, you're pissed because some of the hosts have come after you, right? Right.
Previous program, a man calls up. I think the guy's from California, talking about buying a seven-figured home. Well, good for him. He can afford and probably works hard, buy a nice home. Nothing wrong with that. But then this great person, this great American person, this compassionate person, he raves on about the homeless and the state, somebody else, putting the blame on somebody else. The state should take care of them. They should set up a tent city for them and dig the drains so they can shit in them. And water. Well, that very kind-hearted person there, I probably worked hard to buy this seven-figure home, really cares about it. What a nice person, run-of-the-mill. I'm American. But he doesn't like the homeless and the state. Like the guy you give about the war, go over and slaughter women and children for our goddamn oil and this fake patriotic crap that I've talked about 5 years and caught guff about it. Same goddamn person. That's what our society is. Okay, I believe in separatism. I'm a separatist. Okay, when I say them words separatist, I know what people will think. Well, this guy, he's a Ku Klux Klan. He's a white supremacist. That's what these dumb people, most of our society, would think. No, I'm a separatist. I say I'm a separatist. Come out of Babylon. Don't associate with the people that are in Babylon. Try to help to get them out. And the people that come out of Babylon is ever color and ever race and ever nation. It doesn't make a poop about what color you are. Okay, I raved on enough. You give me a foothold, and I'll try it from now on to say what I want to say and battle these ignorant, willfully ignorant hosts that just yap on about crap. And they don't value people. Thank you, my friend. Have a beautiful day. This has probably brought in the callers out of the woodwork. And let's see how they react to what this guy said. Bye, and thank you, and good luck, and keep on keeping on. Bye.
Yep. Thank you for your call, Fred. When you address that, I lack in the sense of the religion. I'm more of a spiritualist, but I can tell you right now, without having any kind of biblical teaching, any kind of Bible teaching, any kind of church going, I know the Ten Commandments. I know right from wrong. I didn't need that per se to know right from wrong. It's a good guideline to keep us on the straight and narrow. Somewhere along the way, if you're raised in a good family, a strong family, a loving family, you just know what's right and what's wrong, and it's wrong to kill, and it's wrong to steal, and other things. You just know because you were raised correctly. I don't really need the church to tell me, by the way, Steve, these are the rules of God here, and you need to abide by them. I already know those without having actually gone to church. But I thank for your caring thoughts and your call anyway there, Fred. So, but I'm more of a spiritualist because I've been to church and I've seen those people, so many of them, that talk this and then live a certain lifestyle that I would not agree with. I'm not a hypocrite. I am who I am. My lifestyle is the way it is. I don't make any excuses, right or wrong. I am accountable for me, though. I am accountable. I'm going to go back to the phones here. Tom in Florida, you're on the show.
Yeah, Steve, good day to you, fellow Floridian. Listen, to that last out of respect to the last caller, Fred, you have to understand, Fred, you should not be using that word hate. You're going to be preaching scripture. You're bringing that word hate in. You should say you don't like, you dislike. But when you start talking scripture and you're going to bring up that word hate, that makes you look I don't know what the word is for you on that one. Okay? Now, when you want to talk about, you know, it's funny, I watch this media sometimes and they use the word hate. Even the Communist News Network. And what I see is when you want to throw that word out, what they're doing to President Trump, the demon rat party, they're using that word H-A-T-E. Now, Fred, that word hate is not the way you should say it. You should say you dislike. You don't like what's going on. You're very dislikeful of it. When you use that word, that's a very powerful word. That's a very horrible word to use if you don't have to use it, especially when you're using scripture. Now, when you want to read a verse of scripture, Fred, why don't you read Romans chapter 11, 7, 8, and 9. And then you call in the show and talk to Steve about that. Okay? That's what you need to read. Okay? Now, I didn't call your show to talk about religion, Steve. And you had a wonderful subject you were talking about Germany and your mother. And I will say this before I get to there. I went to the Trump rally a week ago, Steve, in Sunrise, Florida. And what I saw disgusted me. When I saw 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19-year-old girls walking around with signs that said F-U-C-K to President Trump. I don't know if these girls are white Jewish girls or they were Anglo-Jews or whatever they were, but they were light-skinned new girls, okay? And they're walking around at Sunrise BBT Center with a sign saying F-U-C-K to the President of the United States. Steve, that's hate. And when I saw our governor, our great governor, Ron DeSantis, come off stage with Matt Gaetz and talking about sanctuary cities will not be accepted in the state of Florida, that should be national. That should be nationwide in every state. Follows federal guidelines when it comes to the law of this land. There is no such thing as sanctuary cities, Steve. Okay?
Agreed.
And you know,
agreed.
you want to talk about World War One and World War Two. Let me tell you, my grandfather's a World War One veteran. Okay? United States Army. His brother was in the United States Navy in World War One. Okay? And let me tell you something, Steve, that you don't talk about. In World War One, the statistics were like 42% of the American soldiers that went to fight in the German war in World War One were German Americans. In World War Two, it was 53-54% of the Americans who went and fought in battle against Hitler were German Americans. Did you know that, Steve?
No, did not.
Okay, well now you know it. You also know, the first six kings that sat on the throne of England out of the House of Hanoveria were German kings that went into England and sat on that throne. Henry VIII's lineage was from the German kings of Germany, from Hanover. Did you know that, Steve?
I do now.
You do now. When you go look it up, you're going to say that Tom knows what he's talking about, because let me tell you something. When the kings of England were set first, became the empire they did, they were German blood. The Bavarians that were in Germany in World War One and Two, they did not want no war with England. Why do you think Hitler backed off and attacking England full throttle with a V-1 and V-2 rocket? Because they were actually, the people that were sitting on the throne, the hierarchies in England, were German culture. They were speaking more German than they were in English from the House of Hanover. Bavarians or the southern Saxony. I believe Saxony's in Germany also, isn't it? Correct?
That I don't know. I have to look that one up. I'm not sure about that one.
You have to, I think it's on the border close. But the point I'm making, this is all by design. The same thing when they got these schmucks. 70% of these schmucks are going after Trump. The deep state of Hollywood. They're going after a president who's trying to force the laws with sanctuary, no sanctuary city. He's making sure that the Chinese don't overrun us in the next 20 years with the Chinese water torture. And yes, Steve, I will say this about you. As I've heard you speak, I think you're not about a respectable, religious, true blue American man who loves this country. That's how I feel about you.
I do with that.
Callers calling in. Well,
I do.
That's how I feel about you. I think you're an even
appreciate
John and Michael. You got it. And
yet, thank you.
Yeah, we all have our differences. Like your last caller, you have differences. And out of respect to him, he may be right on a lot of things. We all have some things we're not correct on. We got to get straightened out on. I understand all that. But when I come, when I look at history, Steve, I go to the source. I try to get the best figures that is written down through the books that are written through history. Mm-hmm. Okay? And yes, like I was telling Michael's show last hour, the Vikings, they're having a big History Channel documentary tomorrow night, 3-hour special. The people in Sweden, they're definitely being overrun by a whole different culture. I don't know about Norway. I don't know about Denmark. I guess Denmark also. But, I mean, these people are totally being overrun by somebody who's designing this. This is all by design. Even in World War II, I was watching the History Channel, Steve. I'm sure you probably had saw it. They had a whole 2-hour series about Eva Braun. You see that series about Ava Braun?
No. I've seen quite a few documentaries about Ava Braun, yeah. Probably not.
They had an amazing documentary about Ava Braun, Hitler's wife, I guess, in the end. She was the nephews, the nieces. Everybody's coming out saying, oh, yeah, she was totally Jewish. She was raised Jewish. So I'm like, what am I watching here? And they show her in this big, Dusseldorf car. And the family was real rich. Ava Braun's family were really wealthy in Germany. I guess some of them lived in Austria. And they basically are saying, all of them, we're Jewish. And then I saw the thing on Hitler's nephew. He has family in New York. I don't know if you're real familiar with that, Steve. Are you familiar with that?
No, I am not. Hey, Tom, I kind of need to get moving here. I've got another caller here backed up. I don't want to lose him. So
the last thing I want to say is what they're doing to Trump with this witch hunt nonsense is the most disgusting thing that I've ever seen happen. Period.
I agree. I agree 100% with you on that. Totally agree.
Breitbart reported that Donald Trump's more popular than Abraham Lincoln. So go figure that one out.
Yeah, I don't think that's a good comparison at all.
Well, it's on the news. That's how the Republican voters feel about it.
I saw it.
I guess it's a good thing. Yeah. God bless, Steve. Thank you. Have a wonderful night.
Thanks. Sure. Okay. God bless. Let me go back to the phones here. I don't want to lose anybody here in West Virginia. We got Chance. Chance, you're on yourself.
Hello, Steve.
Hello,
I hope to bear with me. I got a flu. I'm feeling pretty horrible. But
you didn't get a flu shot, did you? You didn't get a flu shot, did you?
No. Oh, no. Oh, no. This
good. Really thank you. Thank you.
Butt. I don't take shots. This is really kicking my butt, but I was sleeping with one eye open. And I heard your situation with your family. And, you know, Steve, it's the same exact thing that happened in my family. The men didn't talk about it that much. My aunt talked about it. My grandma talked about it, how they dive under the straw beds with the bombs. And I sat down. I had a nice cry. It was very humbling. It's something that a lot of people don't realize, the barbarity. It's amazing. I was even told by my aunt how my uncle who passed away 6 months ago in Tennessee, it was my daddy's youngest brother, when he was a baby, how they walked through the woods and were praying to God that he wouldn't cry because the soldiers would hear them. That's one story. Another story was years back, this goes to show you what a good man my grandpa was. The government contacted my grandfather. They stole his farm, his animals, everything. They called him and they said, you can come and have your farm back. My grandpa said, there's a young family living there. He says, no, I'm not going to do that. So in other words, what they did to him, he couldn't do to somebody else. He made his life here in the early 50s, and he let them stay there. And people don't understand, Steve. Your situation is so close to mine. The only one left is my daddy's older sister. She's in her late 80s. She's the one who told me quiet. Like I said, the men didn't talk about this much. They just endured it. But the females, they didn't dwell on it, but they talked about it occasionally. And what a horror, Steve. So when you spoke, I felt I had to call in regardless how I feel, because it's the same exact situation my family has been through in Eastern Europe. And a lot of people don't realize it. They don't realize they're not being taught history. This is why I get so upset, Steve, when I hear the Jews complain about their lives. They did everything possible to those poor people in Eastern Europe. Nobody has a corner. Nobody has a corner on these atrocities. And I get so angry, I want to strangle somebody because what they did to my family, and luckily they came here and started over, and I'm getting so sick and tired of hearing this. It's like my family and your family, Steve, don't matter to them.
No, they don't.
They don't sit back and talk about it and drug. They endured it. They dove under the straw beds. My aunt was telling me here, and she's the only one remaining now in the late 80s. And, you know, I really needed that. I needed that to humble myself, too. And I'm glad you brought that up, because I don't know how many of your listeners have gone through that in their families. And like I said, what man can do to man is such a horrible thing. It didn't break my family.
We're an intelligent species, and then we hurt each other so much. It is quite amazing of how much intelligence we have and the technology, and that we use it in the wrong ways, and we hurt one another. It is amazing. Chance, when you talk about your situation and my situation.
One more thing, Steve. Like I said, they contacted my grandfather in the United States and said, you can have your farm back. There was a young family with kids living here. He says, no, let them stay there. That's the kind of man he was. God bless him, and God bless you, Steve.
Chance, your grandfather was a great man. He was a good man.
Yes, he was. Bye-bye now.
Thanks for your call, Chance. I appreciate your call tonight. Thank you. We'll be right back. This is the National Intel Report. Short commercial break. We'll be right back.
This check is wrong. I worked a holiday and 7 hours of overtime. Not getting paid correctly is a real pain. It could also hurt our boss if our company provides out-of-compliance checks. That's right. Construction companies doing business with the government can get fined, or officials of the companies can go to jail if the checks aren't right. It's a law. The Davis-Bacon Act has 30 compliance issues for every check. But there is an easy way for construction companies to be in compliance. EMARS offers Compliant Client, a web-based system that finds and corrects all 30 of the possible out-of-compliance check issues. Users of Compliant Client report an 80% savings in time and money. Running a weekly payroll usually takes about 5 minutes. All 15,000-plus clients of EMARS have never had a legal compliance issue. Plus, they sleep better on check day. Contact EMARS at emarsinc.com or call 480-595-0466.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some say life will beat you down, break your heart, steal your crown. So I've started out for God knows where. I guess I'll know.
The problems we bring on ourselves when we refuse to follow our own laws, the rule of law, due process, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. It's amazing what we end up creating new problems only because we refuse to abide by our own laws. It's amazing. We complain about this, we complain about that, but we have laws on the books. Tom has talked about the illegal immigration. I've talked about it. Sanctuary cities are illegal. illegal. He's right. Globally, there should be no city in this nation. No one, no state should be saying we are a sanctuary city. It's against the law. But we don't really have a rule of law any longer. So I don't know. We don't have a rule of law. I don't know how to force people to uphold the rule of law. I don't know. We have a rogue FBI. We have rogue intelligence. Nothing. It is the way it appears to be. Of course, the government, the Congress, everybody's saying, oh, it's, you know, this is, we have a great government. We are a great nation. No, we really aren't. We have a lot of problems in this country. I'm still waiting for QAnon. I don't hear much about QAnon anymore, but the 20,000 went to 40,000 sealed indictments. I'm still waiting for the hammer to drop here. I'm waiting for something to happen to actually believe in this QAnon. Next week, Michael Horowitz will meet and give us the briefing on the FISA court abuses. I expect nothing to come out of that. I think that's a can of worms they don't want to really open up. I think that goes very, very deep. I think there's a lot of dirty hands. And it will also have us look at every other agency, intelligence agencies, and see the abuses there. And they don't want to do that. We actually have 16 too many intelligence agencies here. But despite that, this is probably an area they do not want to go in. I wish they would. I surely wish they would. But I don't expect it. I don't expect it. By the way, I have a special guest next Sunday. I want to let you know right off the bat here. I'm going to let Johnny know again here. John Clark's going to be my guest this coming Sunday. He is a former investigative journalist, concert promoter, conservative radio host, documentary filmmaker, expert on illegal immigration. So, Tom, if you're listening, you want to hear that, you're going to tune into that and give him a call. He's also an author and a poet. Clark's personal experiences on topics deal with the following. I talked to him about 2 or 3 weeks ago at a conference up in Orlando, outside of Orlando, and made arrangements for him to come on the show. I was on his show at least a year ago. It's been a while. How he discovered that he was the first cousin of Marilyn Monroe, who is also known as Norma Jean Baker, her personal life, her sad childhood, her relationship with the Kennedy family, and the real story of how she was killed. The truth behind the assassination of both Jack and Bobby Kennedy, Clark's personal relationship with Congressman Sonny Bono. He and I talked about that at the conference, and the truth about his death, inside information on the mafia and Jimmy Hoffa and how he died. Clark also writes about the private life of D.B. Cooper. You remember that old scenario, D.B. Cooper diving out of an airplane, never found him. What motivated him to hijack and ransom a Boeing 727 plane and with a backpack full of $200,000, all in $20 bills, parachute into the dark somewhere in the middle of the night over a forested area between Oregon and Washington. A lot of great stuff next, this coming Sunday, from my guest host, whatever, John Clark, former investigator. We'll have him on Sunday, full 2 hours. You want to check him out on Off the Beaten Path, which is on 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are coming up in the second hour. I've got a little clip for you I want you to listen to. It's about brainwashing. Second hour coming up. This is the National Intelligence. We must take America back. We must take
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.